Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're going to be chatting right now to another King David Linksfield top achiever. That is Joshua Pimstein. Joshua, very good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Howard. I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
I am very, very good. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm actually feeling very, very overwhelmed and relieved that the results have finally come out.
And you got 9 distinctions. Well done to you. That it's just a phenomenal achievement.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The interesting thing as well is you're not just about academics. You were first team rugby captain, and you played in Craven Week, and you're religious at the same time. How did you manage everything?
Sure. No, I mean, I just think that playing rugby was always one of my passions. You know, Yiddishkeit's always been a very important part of my life. And mm-hmm. I think in life, you make time for things that are important to you. And thank God, and luckily, I was able to do that.
Because, in fact, you were responsible for laning at the school, for davening. Just tell me how you managed that during Craven Week. And, I mean, not the laning, obviously, that wasn't possible. But how did you manage everything else around being an observant Jew during Craven Week?
So the tricky things around Craven Week was obviously kashrut.
Sure.
And obviously I had to go speak to the kitchens before and bring a whole lot of food down with me. And then also the Shabbat, where I had to actually sleep a little bit closer to the ground so that I was actually able to walk and play in the game on the Saturday.
Were they respectful of it?
Unbelievably respectful. You know, there were so many different cultures that were coming together. And that's the one beauty thing about South Africa, is that there's just an incredible respect for all different types of cultures and religions.
Absolutely. Really, really just incredible. What are your plans?
So my plans are either to study actuarial science or business science, either at WITS or UCT.
Absolutely incredible. And the rugby, what do you do about that?
Yeah, so the rugby's actually just started at a university level, mm-hmm. and hopefully within the next few months, we can get a few games in. That would be really great.
Yeah, that would be so. So you'll continue with that as a passion as you enter university as well?
Yeah, 100%.
Mm, yeah. What was the biggest challenge of 2020? You know, it's interesting. I've spoken to a number of your friends and a number of matriculants, and what's interesting is I think it was Daniel who made the comment earlier that, well, your matric year was your matric year. You've never known another matric year. You know, when we look at it, it's very different what you guys have experienced. And I think much, much more challenging than in other years. But I'd love to hear your perspective. Was it a very difficult year? Was there a sense of loss maybe because you couldn't play the rugby you wanted to play? Take me through that.
So I think, you know, on a whole, I have to say it was an incredible year. I mean, I have to really take my hat off to the school. I think they were absolutely incredible, you know, just were there morning, noon and night for every single student. And I really think that King David High School in sort of really went above and beyond. However, you know, as incredible as the school was, there still wasn't, you know, I felt quite a bit of loss. You know, obviously not being able to play a rugby season, you know, not having 18 birthday parties, literally just 2 months of them. And just, you know, from a social point of view, it was really, really tough, where your bedroom literally became your living space for 3 months straight. So, yeah.
Yeah, and how did your family handle that? Because somebody who plays a lot of sport actually needs the sport. They need that outlet. It must have been hard for you and hard for everybody around to some extent.
Yeah, but I mean, it was tough, but I think, thank God, I've got an incredible family who's an incredible support system who was always there for me throughout the year. And, you know, as a matric group, we kind of all knew that we were all in this together and that we were going to get through together, we were going to come out strong. And just seeing all the incredible results last night from every student, I just think we really, really did come out stronger as the matric group of 2020.
Absolutely fantastic. Joshua Pimstein, he was vice head boy of King David. He was the first team rugby captain, played at Craven Week. And you did music as a subject as well. Your interests are so broad. That's quite unusual.
Yeah, no, definitely. My love for music definitely started going from a young age to Sydenham School. And it's definitely just, you know, grown from there. And been one of my passions and definitely one of my favorite subjects. You know, the most interesting subject, hands down.
That's fascinating. How many kids actually did music? It must be
fairly limited.
We
had a class of two. It was just myself and your reporter.
Yeah, we spoke to her. That is incredible.
Class of two.
Absolutely. Oh, so it was just only the two of you. But that is phenomenal. Really, really phenomenal. So well done to you. A big mazel tov. Just keep being true to who you are. Keep doing what you're doing. And I have no doubt you will continue to inspire many people around you. It is 8:53. It's just phenomenal to speak to these kids. They're 18 years old who have such clarity, such focus, and such a very, very clear sense of who they are. I have to tell you that I am completely, completely inspired by them, and I hope you are as well.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.